What is it? Waterson? Waterton? Yeah. Yeah. Time for the top five, Kev.
Hear the burn.
Five. Let's go.
Oh, they got outside the door, but we don't have
it. Top five and five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Checking in at
number five.
All right. Now, I was going to try to stay away from everything geopolitical today.
Okay.
If I could. But there's a couple things that just, you know, bear mentioning on a Friday afternoon. Jeez. The president had a closed-door meeting today with Vladimir Putin. Mm. Remember him?
Yes.
Remember him? And they were on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. Now, before the two leaders met privately with their senior aides, they sat together in front of journalists for a photo op.
Great honor to be with President Putin, his representative, my representative. We have many things to discuss, including trade and including some disarmament, some little protectionism, perhaps, in a very positive way. And we're going to discuss a lot of different things. We've had great meetings. We have a very, very good relationship. And we look forward to spending some very good time together. A lot of very positive things going to come out of the relationship.
Okay. You rarely hear the word protectionism used as a positive, but whatever. Okay. Maybe some light protectionism. It's like saying light bondage. It's sort of the exact same concept. Just some light bondage.
They might have discussed that too.
Oh, of course, there was that fake video.
Pootie's got some pinups of Melania from back in the day.
So then the reporters asked the president. Which was basically, will you tell Vladimir Putin not to interfere in the 2020 election? He turns to Putin. You'll see this better on video with subtitles. Turns to Putin and goes, and they smile at each other. Don't interfere in the 2020 election. And then they have a joke about fake news. They joke about fake news. Jeez. And they laugh about it. We've got a lot of fake news. And then he says, yeah, we've got that in our country, too. And they just look at each other with that expression. You'll see it all on the
news
tonight. This is much more of a visual than it is a good audio piece. And they, like laugh at they like sort of laugh at all of us. Like, yeah. I mean, and when I say all of us, I'm not talking about the press. I'm talking about the world. I'm talking about everybody else. The other 7 billion people on the world, minus two, are laughing at, they're laughing at all of us. Like, oh, we got him. It's the craziest, an American president with the Russian premier laughing about how we got him. Oh, my God. Where's James Bond?
It is amazing. He disappears the journalists that give him a hard time in Russia.
Right.
Makes them go away.
This is a one-year anniversary, by the way, of the Baltimore Sun shooting.
Well,
right. This was the not Baltimore. What was the
Virginia paper? It was Virginia.
Yes, it's the 1 year anniversary of that.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, fine.
I had to put that at top five, huh? Right at number five, huh, guys? Thanks a lot.
Where's the whiskey? Now with Kev, we're gonna go into the office, close the door, and you guys go out and have a good time.
Stay out.
Put a sock on the doorknob.
Number four.
Bro bonding.
Busy here.
Nickelback blasting from the speaker.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now, you know, you're going to watch me go a little crazy here, too.
Jeez.
Governor Pritzker signed the 19-cent gas tax into law today. 19 cents. Starting on Monday, gas is going up by 19 cents a gallon no matter what you're doing, what you're buying. I'm already almost paying like $5 downtown. Mm. What happened to my gas? We're letting Saudi Arabia kill journalists and invade everybody else around them and cause all kinds of trouble in the world because we want cheap gas. Where's my cheap gas?
As a result of the neglect, the people of Illinois have been paying an enormous price. The delays on the way to work cost you money. The congestion that makes it harder for you to pick up your kids on time at school costs you valuable family time. And on average, families are paying more than $500 per year per vehicle just in car repairs from the wear and tear when our roads are pocked with potholes and hazards. Nearly half of our state's high school graduates leave Illinois for colleges in other states, in part because our universities, buildings, and facilities are crumbling.
Okay, so this is all part of an infrastructure program.
Okay.
You know, you want to raise taxes because you got to pay the bills. Fine, I get it. I understand what's going on here. The state's broke. I get the idea. Please don't hide it with family time. Don't tell us. Please don't tell us that, we're going to spend more time with the family. It's going to be great. Because this is what you pay 19 cents a gallon more, and you're going to have 5 extra minutes with your kids. Don't tell me that!
Where's that? Is the clinical psychologist has checked into the building yet? Well, first of all, most of the road damage is from people leaving their families in a hurry after Thanksgiving's gone wrong, let's be honest. And did he mention anything about speed boating as a way of getting around the governor?
Way to rip the universities, too. Sheesh.
Easy. Your bro bonding's coming up. You'll be fine.
All right. Huge.
Right. Somehow it's going to devolve into a joke about Governor Pritzker motorboating, and then it's going to get weird.
Oh, hence the sock on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go.
Wait, we motorboating.
Dude.
You know, it'll be funny as in motorboating.
It's just going to get intimate. I know you two.
All right. It's time
I wrestled
now.
In high school, did you?
Come on, let's get in the set position.
I call this one the old bowl and chain.
Yes, I have two singlets I somehow packed. Try this one on. Nothing wrong with any of this, guys. You do your bro bonding.
Pride Month.
Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Hey, the homestand's over. Time to take the show on the road. The Cubs play the Reds in Cincinnati tonight at 6 on WGN-TV Sports.
It costs $100. It's for 20.
You were doing good with the math. Got all three of those right.
Thank you. All right. We continue with the top 5 at 5. It's already been a mess, and there's a clinical psychologist outside waiting to talk to me.
Number 4.
They found a lost Whitney Houston track and released it because they want to make money off of her. There are no dead celebrities you cannot profit from, I found out. So this is from her third album. And you'll know Higher Love, right? They made it one way, and then they thought, for the album we're going to do something different. Okay. And so they found this track, even though they had released it in Japan years ago. They claim they just found it now, and here it is.
Works.
It's got Kygo written all over it.
Well, it is Kygo.
Yeah. Kygo touch.
Kygo did it. Kygo redid it.
Go ahead and download that, Kev, for your bro bonding later.
That's definitely, that'll be played at frats and sororities across the country.
Yeah, that's where, and in our office, when we close the office door, we don't let anybody in.
For wrestling practice?
Mm-hmm. Now, Kygo, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I should have, I played that when I was a baby DJ. Club DJ back in the 80s. Okay. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Before the kids were born. If I'd only stayed and knew that I could do that with the songs and redo them and not get sued and do the whole thing, I could have invented I could have been Deadmau5. I could have been Kygo. I could have been any of these people who now have private jets for no good reason.
It's true. Jeez. 3 for 3 on these top 5.
This psychologist is standing outside the studio like, what did I get myself into? Who the hell is this guy?
Ro used to always cap it off with, well, you make me want to shout, get your hands
listen, only when I played colleges. Colleges and high schools did I make them do that. It was all dance music after that. I was with the original house DJ. Now what happened?
Imagine that.
Did you do the cool thing, like one side of the headphones on the ear, the other's around the neck, kind of?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You like put the hand to the ear, bob your head a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I had that move. I think I invented that move.
Anybody here into Wham? thought so.
Oh, my God.
Wake me up before you go-go.
Love that song. Why do people not like that? How about Dancing on the Ceiling? Anybody like Dancing on the Ceiling? Dance on the Ceiling.
Go a little crazy.
Number two.
Can we go a little Oingo Boingo later? Wow.
Oh, no. They're rebooting Charlie's Angels.
Again?
Yep. Yes, it's a new reboot of Charlie's Angels. And they've already released a trailer that comes out. The movie's coming out in November. Yeah. And they've released the trailer now. And it looks awful. But Elizabeth Banks, friend of the show, one of the nicest, funniest, amazing writers, producers, funny people, great actress. She's going to play Bosley. That's the only reason that I'm the least bit interested in this.
And it's got Kristen Stewart from the Twilight movies as the crabby angel. He's never in a good mood.
Patrick Stewart's in it. Is he Charlie?
Yes. He's Charlie.
Ariana Grande is does the music and one of the producers. Is she in this thing too?
She's not in it, I don't think. Although that would have been maybe not a bad move.
I feel like Lauren could be a good Charlie's Angels.
She could definitely
be a like a roundhouse angel. Kick to your head.
Oh yeah.
After making fun of some like comic book or something.
I'm too short. I don't fit in with all the 6 foot babes.
Yeah. But she's got. Yeah, but she definitely could kill a guy. You could just see
Take
it.
A guy out.
Right. Again, there's a guy. Something bad is going on. She actually describes as going totally spider monkey on somebody.
Why do we have to take directions from this guy on the squawk box always telling us what to do?
Now, the trio of Ariana Grande and Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey have done the theme song to this, right? Isn't that the...
That's correct.
Yes, all right.
I think women can do anything.
Just because they can doesn't mean they should.
But I have so many talents. I'm just a decoy star.
Outstanding angels.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up. I don't like that,
boy. Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Okay.
God. Well, the ones they did.
Nice to hear that Kristen Stewart still can't act.
Hey.
I'd like to put a finger gun in my mouth when I hear that.
The ones with Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu were truly awful films. They were terrible.
Did they make money?
They made enough.
To encourage them to do a sequel.
Now the reboot. But they were just, they didn't know whether they were going to be camp or not. They were just unbelievable. They felt like they didn't have a script. They were really some of the worst movies of the past decade. So we got that to look forward to in November.
Or not. And finally.
Number one.
Saturday Night Live, of course, is on summer hiatus. And it's too bad. Because these last two nights of the idiocy of these debates, with 500 people all debating over and over and over again.
And they have a big enough cast on SNL to play all the candidates.
True. But Kate McKinnon, thank God, she was on Seth Meyers, and she has her own impression of that crazy-ass Marianne Williamson, who was at the debate last night. This is the real Marianne Williamson and what she said. Listen to this.
Donald Trump is not going to be beaten just by insider politics talk. He's not going to be beaten just by somebody who has plans. So, Mr. President, if you're listening, I want you to hear me, please. You have harnessed fear for political purposes, and only love can cast that out. So I have a feeling you know what you're doing. I'm going to harness love for political purposes. I will meet you on that field, and, sir, love will win.
Okay. That really happened last night at the Denver. And all I'm sitting there thinking is here are Putin and Trump lying in bed next to each other watching this, eating popcorn. Putin's like, it gives me a guess. I can look at that. I mean, it is like, and they're just sitting there, and Putin's like side-eyeing him like, do you think he's going to win the time? Think that the medication is going to kick in? Right?
And Trump slowly rubs Putin's chest, slowly.
Oh, my God.
See, it's already getting intimate.
I love...
The bros are on.
I love a hairless chest.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, they're watching this and thinking, there's no way that we can beat these idiots, right?
That was amazing. Joe Biden must have been looking at her. She needs a neck rub, that one.
I wonder what her hair smells like.
Yeah.
But here's,
she's a looker.
Here's Kate McKinnon taking this whole thing on Seth Meyers.
I've heard a lot of plans here tonight, and if we think plans are going to beat Donald Trump, we got another thing coming. My plan is to gather all the sage in America and burn it My plan is to harness the energy of babies to finally put a man on the moon. And I said to the president of New Zealand, I said, girlfriend, you're so on. And I would say to Donald Trump, boyfriend, you chill. Thank you.
Perfect.
That, you know, the crazy thing is that is so dead on. I'm watching this and I'm like, what in the? Yeah. It's like it's like performance art, right? This isn't really happening.
Well, Kate McKinnon now polling at 9%, fourth among all Democratic candidates after that
invitation. Oh, God. I think I need a drink.
The top five at five.